Right, it's guest time, dear listener. Oh, yes. And on the line right now, don't tell the boss I've rung him in Australia. This is the one and only Mr. Paul Foot. Good afternoon from England and good night to Australia.
Oh, yes, good evening, Ian, yes. And also, you've called my British mobile phone, so it's only cost the call of a normal call to a mobile phone, so you don't need to be nervous with your boss.
Oh, that's all right. I'm I'm not nervous with the boss. I'm bigger than him. I could sit on him.
I need to be nervous with my boss because, well, not that I've got a boss, but I've got to be nervous with someone because, of course, of the roaming charges, but that's true. Me to worry about, not you or your listeners.
Oh, well, I won't keep you too long then. How's it going in Australia?
No, but it's good to get on Phoenix FM. I mean, it does cost me £2.70 per second, but it's all worth it.
Well, as long as you think it's worth it, that's all that matters.
Yes, and the thing is, you see, I'm in Australia now. I've just been in Sydney, overlooking the beautiful Sydney Harbour Bridge, Sydney Opera House,
lovely.
And so on. Next week, the beautiful countryside of New Zealand that's supposed to be unparalleled. I've been there before. But, of course, the draw of Essex never really leaves one. One always wants to get back to Essex. That's why, in only about 2 weeks' time, I'm coming back.
That's very nice of you to say about Essex. Not being an Essex boy yourself.
Well, I'm not an Essex boy, but I am a Buckinghamshire boy. And, you know, one doesn't want to keep away from the... Well, I don't think you are the home counties. You don't call Essex home counties, do you? But
we should.
One of the counties near London.
Anyway. Well, we're near Kent, and Kent's a home county. Yes. Well, Kent's a home county. Pardon?
What counts as a home county?
Oh, Kent's a home county, isn't it? And that's next to us.
So is Essex a home county?
I think it might be, you know. I don't really know. I lived in Essex, Greater London part of Essex, nearly all my life, and I've never really thought about it.
Well, that's something to question.
You've got me thinking now.
It's the home county is where I'll be coming back to. And anyway, regardless of that, even if I were just in my own house in Buckinghamshire, for obvious reasons, I would soon want to leave the comfort of the house and go to Essex. Wonderful place. I'm going to Colchester and Southend one night after the other. I mean, it's like a real Essex treat.
Oh, yeah. It's like a world tour of Essex.
It's a double treat. In fact, I'm so looking forward to it. I've actually invited my family to come to the show in Southend. And then we're going to spend the next day having a family day out in Southend.
Oh, that'll be good.
A real commitment to Essex.
That's 100% commitment, that is. So you're at the Colchester Arts Centre on May the 16th.
Yes.
And the Palace Theatre on May the 17th.
Yes, you know, you've got that absolutely right, Ian.
I love the Palace Theatre. It's a really nice, intimate venue.
Yes, I like it in there too, yes. But nice people come along. And but you have to remember to turn off before the Dartford crossing, otherwise you go through the Dartford crossing.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in Kent, you'll miss the show.
Yeah, I made that mistake once. I went through the Dartford crossing, I wasn't concentrating, and I had to go through a bridge, a tunnel, and over a bridge, and I had to pay about £4.70.
Well, they charge you more than that these days, depends what you're driving.
Oh, yes, well, maybe it was more. I can't remember exactly.
It's ridiculous now, Paul. It really is. So how's the tour going in Australia, then? You got a good response out there?
Oh, yes, thank you. I've been here since the beginning of March. I've been to Hobart and Adelaide and Brisbane and the Gold Coast and Melbourne and Sydney and Wollongong. And then I've got a couple more places to go in New Zealand, and then I'm going to Perth, and then I'm coming back to Essex.
Hey. Well, that's my brother lived in Perth for a long time. He worked over there on the freight trains as an engineer, fixing them and repairing them. But he came back.
Well, did he come back to Essex?
He came back and married an Essex girl.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
No, that's a good stepping stone. Back from Australia.
Actually, yes, I was once in Perth Airport, and these Australian people were sort of, I was like waiting for the plane, and these Australian people started shouting at me, and they said, "You look like a right idiot," and a word that maybe I'm not allowed to say on the radio. "You look like a right, you know, something beginning W."
Yeah.
Anyway, luckily, I've been trained, you know, I've been in Essex and Kent and places like that, so I knew that when they were like shouting, "You look like a right idiot," what they really meant was, "We want to talk to you." So anyway, then I went to talk to them, and then we spoke to each other for about 2 hours.
Oh, that was nice. Did they realise you're not a right idiot and you're a very funny, intelligent man?
Well, yes, but it was just that sort of very British, sort of aggressive way of kind of saying, "Hello, I'd like to have a chat." Say, "Hello, I want to have a chat." You just say, "Oh, you look like a right idiot."
Well,
like, you know, when you get friends who are all out for the evening and they all really love each other, but they just spend the whole evening just saying, "You prat, Johnny. Oh, shut up, Dave. You're a right prat." They just do like that for hours on end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's banter, they call it, I think, Paul.
Yeah, it's banter, yeah. I understand all the banter.
But it's the haircut. You've still got that amazing haircut, haven't you?
Yes, it's modelled on my personality. A lot of people have been questioning me on it. Because it's quite sort of, well, it's sort of quite short on the top, and then it goes all long on the back. Very long in the back. I don't often see it. I can only see it if I look in an elaborate series of mirrors so I can see the back. But when I do see it, it makes me laugh because it looks silly. It's modelled on my personality.
But it's you. I think it's your trademark.
Well, I think it is. I mean, if I have a trademark, that's it.
Instantly recognisable.
Well, I could trademark my clothing style.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that amazing clothing style you've got. Yes, tell us about that.
Well, show business casual, I'd call it. Show business shoes, businessman's trousers, businessman's shirt, show business tie, and rocker jacket.
Oh, yeah. Your ties, though, can be very leery sometimes.
Well, I know. Yes, a lot of people find them overwhelming.
Oh, no, they're amazing. I love a leery tie. You've got to have a leery tie, Paul.
Yeah, I always think that they're just within the correct bounds of taste.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
I wouldn't say leery, more challenging.
But it goes with whatever you're wearing, so that's all that matters.
Well, that's what I... It's always useful to have all your clothes go with everything else.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I don't have to worry about fashion, because my style is always... It's in its own fashion sort of dimension.
Yeah.
I mean, I once remember saying to a friend, I was wearing some clothes, and I said, "Do you think this is quite fashionable, what I'm wearing?" And he said, "Not here."
How did you take that?
Well, I was very upset. I've cut in ties to them. I never speak to them anymore.
I don't blame you.
No, I was very pleased. I thought it was a good comment. It was very diplomatic.
Yeah, very true, very true.
It was silly of me to have thought that in any way I was fashionable.
Oh, well, you see...
But, of course, fashions come and go, but one thing you can't change, that is style.
No. No, you're unique. Your style is very unique. And your humour is very unique, but it's just you just hit on every sub that you talk about. It just you just hit on point on everything, and you can make everything sound funny.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I've got quite a lot of a new show. I've got comedy about the soft shell crab. I've got comedy discussing the plight of the soft shell crab. I've got comedy about organising a suburban orgy, focusing on the administrative aspect.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're just conjuring pictures in my mind now.
Those are the sorts of things I'll be discussing.
Oh, it's definitely be worth coming to see you. If people haven't seen you before and they go, "Well, who's Paul Foot?" You've done a lot of telly, haven't you? You've been on Would I Lie to You, 8 out of 10 Cats, Russell Howard's Good News Extra, and Never Mind the Buzzcocks. How many episodes of that did you do?
I think I did about 5 of that until eventually they got rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm related to the fact that I was on it.
Ah, I was on it as well. That I think that's why they got rid of it.
Because I hear that you brought the audience to become one of the, like, on the lineups.
Yes, you heard right. Yes, they didn't have somebody to pick out for Phil's team, so they blindfolded the whole team. And Rod Gilbert, who was hosting, said, "Oh, let's go and have a look in the audience. Anyone been in a band?" That's my best Greek accent. And
yes.
he picked me out. I put my hand up. He said, "What's the name of your band?" I went, "Dr. Zero and the Hotheads." He said, "Oh, we've got to have you." And yeah, we managed to fulfill. It was great.
Oh, so did you fooled him?
Oh yeah, because you see, I'm 6 foot tall and about 4 foot wide, so I don't look like a singer in a rock and roll or rhythm and blues band. And the guy standing next to me did, and he picked him out instead of me, which was quite good.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because I spoke to Phil about that episode, and he said that he felt really humiliated to have picked the wrong person, and afterwards. He spiralled into a downward spiral of depression and sadness. All came from that show.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when I met him at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend about a year later, he was quite happy about it. He gave me a big hug.
It's funny you should say that, because I met him shortly after he met you at the Cliffs Pavilion, and he said it was one of the most painful conversations been through. And he said, not only was it socially awkward, but it brought back the memories of the lineup, and it drove him into another cycle of depression that he's still coming to terms with.
But after you spoke to him, I spoke to him again via Twitter. And, and I have to agree with you, he said all that to me, and that's why he moved to Scotland.
Yes. But of course, I spoke to him afterwards, and then he said that subsequently that he'd made it all up in order just to get more Twitter followers, and that it wasn't actually true all along.
Well, do you know what? You must have got it right then, because I haven't spoken to him since.
Yes, well, that's absolutely right. He did mention to me that he hadn't spoken to you. He said he's because he blocked you on Twitter and he doesn't want to hear from you again.
That's it. I'm just going to put some music on now after I've spoken to you, and that's it. I don't think I want to talk for the rest of the show now. You've just made it so obvious now that I haven't got a friend in the world. I thought you were going to be my new friend, Paul.
Ian, I was joking. What he really meant was that he had highlighted you as one of his top friends. Anyway.
Oh dear, this is why I love you as a comedian, I really do.
We should point out for legal reasons that everything we've said for the last 5 minutes has been total lies.
Absolutely. Well, apart from the Buzzcocks thing, yeah, everything else has.
Well, that was the early bit, wasn't a lie.
Oh dear, well, I'm looking forward to you coming to Essex, Paul. That's Colchester May the 16th and Southend May the 17th at the Palace Theatre. If you haven't got your tickets, I'd go and get them. This is a very, very funny man. Enjoy the rest of the tour around Australia, and a safe journey back as well, Paul.
Well, thanks, Ian, and it's not true that you wrecked my marriage. That's not true. To clarify, not true.
Oh dear, Paul, it's been great talking to you.
And meet you here.
And an experience. Oh, take care. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.
It's 98 FM.